Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello everyone and welcome back. I hope that you are all doing well. I am doing pretty okay myself. And today we will be talking, or I should say I will be talking. Sometimes I say we to make it a bit more inclusive, but of course really it's just me talking to you. But today I am going to be talking about a topic that was requested in my shadowing app. My shadowing app, if you haven't checked it out before, is available on iPhones, and there is a link in the description of the podcast for that. And sometimes there in the shadowing app, people request topics. And this topic is a very broad topic. The topic is food. So today I am going to talk about food in general. But when you do request topics, please try to be a little bit more specific, because food is a very broad topic. But I thought today maybe it could be fun to talk about food in a very broad general way. So I'll probably be telling you things that you already know, because a lot of it will be quite obvious, but perhaps you don't know the ways to explain these things in English, and either way, it's going to be some good English input for you, I hope. So yeah, I will be talking about why do we need food, what is food, you know, why can't we just eat grass or wood or even plastic, you know, what is food, why do we need it, and what is important to eat when we're eating foods. So in a very general way, let's talk about food. So first of all, if we're going to talk about where food comes from, then we have to talk a little bit about plants and photosynthesis. As I said at the beginning, you've probably heard of all these things. Well, if you went to school, you've definitely heard about photosynthesis before. But if you speak a language that's not based on Latin, or at least it's not some kind of European language, you might not know this word. So photosynthesis is the process that plants use to turn energy from sunlight into sugars. And in doing so, they take in carbohydrate and they expel oxygen as a kind of byproduct. So it's a process that's very important to us, being as we need oxygen in our bodies. And we also need those sugars, because you might have noticed that humans cannot photosynthesize. If we lay out in the sun, it doesn't give us energy. It might make you feel a bit more awake, but it doesn't directly give us energy like it does plants. So plants, when they absorb energy, they photosynthesize and they create sugars. And there's different types of sugars, or I should say carbohydrates, that they make. And a lot of vegetables, I mean a lot of plants, but a lot of vegetables that we eat contain starch. So starch is the type of carbohydrate that plants use to store energy, so to have a kind of backup energy source. So when we eat things like potatoes or pasta or rice, you might hear English speakers saying, I'm eating starch, or I need some starchy food. For example, if someone's going to run a marathon, they might say, I need to carbo load. And carbo load means load up on carbohydrate. It means take in a lot of carbohydrates. And they might say, I need to eat some starchy foods. Because when we eat things like Grapes, for example. Grapes don't have much starch, if any. Perhaps they have a bit, but it's mostly just glucose and fructose, which is absorbed by the body very quickly, whereas starch takes a bit longer to break down, so it's a bit more useful when you are running a marathon, for example. And then we have, plants have also cellulose, which is another type of carbohydrate, but it's one that we cannot digest. So that is why we cannot eat grass and wood, which is one of the questions I put forward at the beginning. So animals like cows and other ruminants, other animals with rumens, and rumens are the, well, a rumen is the second stomach that a cow has. They have special enzymes. They also have a different pH level, so a different level of acidity in that stomach, and they can break down these carbohydrates, this cellulose, but we cannot. So us humans, we have to eat fruit and vegetables, and of course we cannot, well, maybe we can survive on fruits and vegetables, but there are a bunch of other foods that we eat too. So let's talk a bit about those. So in general, we tend to break food up into five groups. And the five groups are grains, fruit, vegetables, milk or vegetarian choices like soy milk, meat or vegetarian choices like tofu or beans, but beans also kind of come into the vegetable section. They are dry vegetables. But those are the five general groups. And then there are also other things that our body needs in small amounts, which are like nuts or healthy oils, spreads, things like butter, basically some sources of fat, which sometimes could be put into a sixth group. So these are the general five or possibly six groups of food. And of course, different people, depending on their dietary needs or their ethical choices, might have varying amounts of these. So the first group, grains, that would include things like rice, wheat, oats, buckwheat, millet, and some other ones. What else is there? There's quite a few that I feel like I'm not thinking of at the moment. But there are a bunch of grains, and these are good sources of carbohydrate or starch, like we were talking about earlier. So we'll give you lots of energy for running around and doing all the things you need to do, and are also very important for our brain. If we only eat protein and fat, it is possible for our body to create carbohydrate and then power our brain, because our brain can only run on carbohydrate. Our brain cannot use other energy sources. So it is possible, but the easiest option is just to eat carbohydrates, because otherwise your body has to go through some difficult processes to do that. It takes a lot of energy in your body. So easiest option is just to eat some carbs. And personally, I always try to eat as much or as many whole grains as possible. So instead of eating white rice or white bread, I usually eat brown rice or whole grain rice. I eat lots of oats. I really like oats a lot, and I have porridge for breakfast most mornings. I'm British, so I call it porridge. A lot of Americans will call it oatmeal, but basically it's just oats cooked in milk, and then I add some fruits, usually blueberries or raspberries, and I usually add some nuts as well, because like we talked about earlier, it's important to get these healthy oils. So I usually add walnuts, or sometimes I might drizzle on some peanut butter or something like that. So grains, very important, first group. And also one of the options that is very sustainable. It's very easy to grow grains. They grow like grass. They grow very quickly. We get a lot of energy from them, and it's a very important staple food. Staple food means one of the main foods. So if you look at any culture, you will see that the staple or the main food is a grain. If you look at Asia, people eat a lot of rice. If you look at Europe, people eat a lot of wheat. They also eat a lot of potatoes, but yeah, a lot of wheat, a lot of energy comes from wheat. And yeah, and you'll find other ones too, like I said earlier, millet or buckwheat or even quinoa, which is technically a seed, but it's cultivated and eaten like a grain. So lots of grains all around the world that are very important for our diet. And group number two would be fruit. And of course, fruit again is something we see in all cultures. There's lots of different types of fruit. In the UK, traditionally people ate apples and plums, and what else would there have been traditionally in the past? Oranges made their way to the UK at some point, maybe not a long time ago, but at some point oranges made their way. And you know, now of course there are lots of fruits, and with globalization we can all enjoy all the fruits from around the world. We all enjoy fruits from tropical countries and fruits from temperate countries. So now we're all eating all kinds of fruit all the time, and they of course give us lots of important vitamins, maybe some minerals in small amounts, but mostly vitamins. And yeah, that is group number two, fruits. Group number three is vegetables. Of course, we all need to be eating lots of vegetables. That's some pretty basic advice that most people cannot deny, that vegetables are healthy. These days, there are a small group of people, a very small group, but it is a bit of a trend. There are a few people eating what's called a carnivore diet. And usually when we use the word carnivore, it refers to animals that only eat meat. So for example, a wolf or a lion or a tiger, they are carnivores, they only eat meat. But now you have some humans that are trying this diet, which they believe is good for them. Most of the research, like overwhelming research, says that's not a good idea. But yeah, some people believe that it is. But most people will agree that vegetables are a very important part of our diet. And that's kind of just seems to be what the research says about all these diets, that if you're just eating one food, then you're probably not going to be very healthy. It's important to get a good balance of food, especially a good balance of vegetables, whole grains, fruits, a lot of these plant foods. Which brings us on to the next group, which is not a plant food, that is milk or dairy, or perhaps the vegan or vegetarian, well, milk is vegetarian, vegan options. So milk or dairy products would include cheese and yogurt and things like that. They're very quick and easy to eat, and they're a good source of protein, good source of some fats. They are saturated fats, but you know, looks like according to the research, we do need some saturated fats in our diet. Saturated fats are the fats that are a bit more difficult for our body to break down. Unsaturated fats are the fats that we get from walnuts and avocados and plant foods and even fish. And then saturated fats would be things like beef and chicken has a bit of both. Chicken has saturated and unsaturated. Milk has mostly saturated fat. So usually saturated fat, you can tell it's saturated fat because it is usually solid at room temperature, which is why you know, butter is solid when it's at room temperature. Or if you have a steak and you cook the steak, and afterwards the pan will have very thick solid fat in the pan. That's a sign that it's a saturated fat that you're dealing with. Whereas when you cook fish, which is mostly unsaturated fat, you'll be able to just pour away the oil afterwards. So milk or milk products, dairy products are another important part of our diet. Or if you're a vegan, there are all kinds of delicious vegan milks and vegan yogurts and cheeses these days that are often made from soya, but there are also some that are made from different products as well. Something that's important to check with these vegan alternatives is to check that they're not too heavily processed, because sometimes they contain a lot of like added starches and emulsifiers and things like that, and they start getting a bit unnatural. But if you check, there are also some more natural ones with just basic ingredients too. And then group number 5 is meat, or again the vegan options or vegetarian options to replace that. So basically our sources of proteins and fats. That could also include fish as well. Most of the research, like in terms of like what's healthy, says that we probably shouldn't eat too much meat. I think that's something that research has been showing for a long time. And also there's a lot of research that shows that we are getting enough protein. If you are not starving, if you are eating enough calories, if you're eating a good balance of grains, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, all these kind of healthy foods, if you're eating enough healthy foods, then a lot of research these days says that you are getting enough protein. But a lot of these companies making protein bars and protein powders and all these things, they kind of want us to think that we need more protein, we need more protein. A lot of people have the impression that getting lots of protein will help them lose weight, when actually there's no research that shows that. Again, overwhelmingly, more and more research just shows that fat loss or weight loss basically comes down to eating less calories. So to be healthy, it's important to get a good balance of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. And if you want to lose weight, you just need to eat less calories. Suddenly eating more protein is not going to magically help you to lose weight. And it does seem to be important if you're doing a lot of exercise. If you're like a professional athlete, then you probably need like more protein. But I have often thought it was kind of funny when sometimes, I like to go to the gym and I'd see somebody do a very light workout, they would barely be sweating. And then afterwards, or sometimes even the middle, they're drinking protein shake or like, protein powder. And I used to think to myself, you probably don't need that. Like, you're doing a very light workout and I'm sure that you're eating enough food. You're probably eating meat, which has, a lot of protein already. You probably don't need that like extra protein, especially if you're trying to lose weight. You'd be better not to have that, because you're just adding more calories, which is, going to kind of cancel out your workout. Is going to put you over your calorie amount for that day. So yeah, just a bit of general advice. You can look it up yourself, you don't need to trust me, but please don't worry about getting more and more and more protein, because a lot of the research says that you don't need to worry. If you're eating enough food and enough balance, then you're getting enough protein. You don't need these protein bars and things, which usually come with lots of added sugar and added preservatives and added emulsifiers and lots of these unnatural things that aren't very healthy. So it's probably better just to eat some grains, eat some meat if you are a meat eater, eat some fish, eat some nuts, eat, just food. Even vegetables contain some protein. There's protein in everything. And if you use one of those apps that helps you to calculate these things, then you'll see that you're getting plenty of protein, even if you're just eating vegan foods. So There are apps out there. Like I said, if you are concerned that you're not getting a good balance in your diet, there's a very good app called MyFitnessPal, and I've used that in the past to check how many calories I'm eating and what kind of nutrients and stuff I'm getting. So that can be quite useful. Because a topic that I haven't gone into today, and I won't go into because we're already up to 20 minutes, is micronutrients. Today we talked mostly about macronutrients, which are protein, carbohydrate, fat, but then there are also micronutrients, which are all the vitamins and minerals and all those other important things that you get just from eating a good balance of healthy, natural foods. So that is my summary. So there you go. That was me talking very generally about food. As I said, if you do request a topic, then a bit more of a specific topic makes it a bit easier for me. But that was quite fun today, just speaking in general about a topic that everybody knows about, really. So thank you all very much for listening. I do have one request, one favor that I'd like to ask you. And that is, if you enjoy the podcast and you think it's useful for learning English, please, please, please share it with a friend. Just one friend. If you want to share it with two or three friends, that's great. But if all of you share my podcast with one friend, then that will double my listeners overnight, and that will make me very happy. So if you know any other English learners, please share my podcast with them. Thank you all very much, and I'll see you back here next time.